When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
Well, 'tis the season. Training camps have started. So Steve started this a couple years ago when Midwest Bank's in charge like that. But Steve is the commissioner. He's the Goodell of the Northeast Nebraska Bankers Flag Football League.
Okay.
So they have a Northeast Bankers Flag. So all the local banks from all the small towns are there. So, Winnetoon, Brunswick, all the towns.
Winnetoon, Brunswick?
Plainview. Everyone has a bank. All these small towns, they all have a bank. And they put together a co-ed flag football team. And Schindler's the commissioner. So today's the draft. Today's the draft because they can draft some outside sources like that. So you can,
sources.
So not everyone has to be from your
sources.
So you get a franchise tag. So many.
Oh,
and then after that, you can take, so Schindler can take someone from Pierce if he needs to on his team.
He scouts it out.
And he's the commissioner. He runs it. So everyone's on it. They're not all there, but they're on a conference call Zoom and they're on a conference
Does he
call.
Play?
What's that? He plays some. He all-time quarterback. All-time QB.
Pocket guy.
Big, kind of a Roethlisberger type of guy. Kind of stout in the pocket. Hard to get him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Shindy's outspoken. So he's running that today.
Shindy.
So today's the draft. So everyone had to turn in this morning. By 8:44, they had to turn in who they were franchise tagging. And after that, then he puts together the list of then who's available to be drafted. Did it has to cross
so what's
over.
What's the scene?
What's that?
In the bank. Is it like a war room?
It's like a war room. It's a war room. There's a bunch of, the magnets with names on them and stuff. Like, hold it.
Quiet.
Who's available out of whatever town? Like who's available out of Randolph? Who's available out of Crofton? What bank? Who's available out of that? Well, Tony James is available from Crofton. Okay, we're going to take him. He can be a slot receiver, I think.
And they can you imagine walking in there, Jake? Like if you're just doing some banking business,
what's going on
over there? It's draft.
The war room.
It's a draft.
Northeast Nebraska's Bankers Flag Football Club.
Oh, it's
flag
a draft.
Football League. Shindaddy's running.
And Shindaddy, did he invent? No, no.
And
so
we
just. Oh, go ahead.
They play the music, the Goodell music.
They do?
That music they play. Can you do that?
I'll see if I can find it.
Find the Goodell music when he announces the next? Like that? And the third pick by Midwest Bank.
It's going to take a while.
Don't worry.
Don't stress it. It's okay, Jake. But they will. But they'll play that, and then
I know what song.
That
it
noise,
is.
That song. If we can find it,
hey.
Jacob Pye can find it most likely.
And Shindaddy, I don't think we've mentioned this recently. He did invent FDIC.
FDIC. So the reason you can put your money in the bank and not be like, hold it, where's my money at? FDIC protects it.
I hear all these bank. I heard a lot of commercials in Kansas radio, bank commercials, and they would say at the end, "Member FDIC."
Member FDIC.
Shindaddy every time.
Shindaddy must be very proud when he's driving through a state,
any place, and you just hear like that. Everyone's a member. Think about that. Yeah. Member.
Member FDIC. Yes. Shindy. Yes. Shindy created.
People
it.
Are curious how it went for the Christmas in July yesterday at Midwest Bank.
It was a great day.
Did it go well?
So yesterday was Christmas in July. They had the choir there. And the school choir singing
for 7 hours.
Caroling for 7 hours. Hot buttered rum.
How are their voices doing after 7 hours?
Hot buttered rum.
Yes.
Wow.
You missed out. You missed out on that one.
Whoa.
Pork chop was Santa Claus.
Really?
Yes. And so they,
Pork chop
was Santa Claus.
Not Shindaddy, but pork chop was. Yeah.
Pork chop.
Yes.
Oh,
so
my
there's
God.
A lot going on up there in the big draft today.
Today a little bit more subdued. I mean, it's a serious moment. Do you have that song?
I cannot locate
Don't
it.
Don't worry,
the
Jake.
The computer is searching. It doesn't have it, so.
100.
We'll try to find that for the future. Though,
we're good.
On the B-Bar over here.
B-Bar.
So thank you to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2 of Early Break. 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. I was curious, with conference realignment as it is right now, could we see a rotation of national champions
rotation.
In different conferences or more continued SEC dominance? Big Ten, of course, breaks through last year for the first time in 10 years since Ohio State in 2014. Gets a title. Washington in the Pac-12, now in the Big Ten, was runners-up. Was that a one-year kind of thing, or do we expect more SEC domination going forward, even with all the movement in the conferences?
Have you heard about Ohio State?
I have.
Yeah. Well, that's my answer.
They haven't won in 10 years.
Yeah.
The title. And they've been very good.
They're favored by a lot of people. Favored. So they could. And Oregon's loaded. Yeah. I mean, it's not. Rotation. I don't know about a rotation. Is it just going to go back and forth between the SEC and Big Ten?
I mean, what's the ratio now? About 8-2?
About that.
It's about the 8-2 ratio right now?
Yep.
I don't see that changing a lot.
Ooh,
really?
I don't
SEC domination.
I don't see that.
See, I do maybe swing it toward the Big Ten a little bit.
There's
6-4.
I'll go 7-3. Until I see some things happen, I'm going to go 7-3. Yes, and is Ohio State in it? Is Oregon in it? Absolutely. It's like Michigan was last year.
How about Penn State? Can I sell you Penn State? Coming up,
I don't know.
Up from the back.
And the problem with, like I said, I think everyone would say if you swapped out anyone quarterback-wise, Ohio State would be so overwhelming the favorite. But since they have a quarterback, it's either going to be a true freshman potentially or the transfer from K-State.
Will Howard.
Who was told by his coach, which was a great job by him, to say, listen, we're going with Avery Johnson. You're no longer the starter here. So now he's going to potentially be the starter on the national championship team. I mean, and then also at that, just the fact that the person that has to be just beside themselves right now is Kyle McCord. Because I think right now he would clearly be the starter at Ohio State. He was very popular with the team. He did. I mean, he won. He took them to 11 wins. And, you know, they're driving against Michigan in the last game. So it wasn't like they were just completely out of
it. No, he played pretty well in that game.
Yeah, played well in the big comeback against Notre Dame on the last drive. You know, we had those
things. Threw that ball in there.
Yeah.
Ryan
so
Day
anyway,
was defiant.
Yeah.
He was defiant.
If Notre Dame only had 10 guys in the field.
Is that right? That's right.
Two straight plays. Only had 10 guys in the field.
Whoops.
Yeah, 10 guys in the field. Which that really hurts you in your run defense in the last play when they ran it. That always hurts you.
Yeah.
Being short of D linemen is always an issue.
So I can't sell you 6-4, the ratio SEC.
It's not like a hard pushback, but like I said, you've brought in a couple big logos also. You brought in Texas and Oklahoma.
I know.
And what I think is going to happen is I think it'll be very hard for the SEC not to always have one more in the college football playoffs than everyone else. And that just gives you the advantage.
How many are we talking?
It's the advantage.
Talking four?
I think you're talking four.
Like Rule said, the Big Ten needs four.
Yes, he did.
Feinbaum reacted very well to that.
We played that. Yeah.
He
said stay in your lane.
You know what, Bill? I'm not pushing back on it. I mean, I'm not. Because I think right now, I'm not pushing back on what you're saying about the ratio staying maybe 8-2, 7-3. Because I can't really go beyond Ohio State and Oregon right now. I just can't go beyond those as far as teams that could win. In the SEC, you can do that. You can go a little deeper than that, right?
Yeah, you can. Right now,
Georgia, Alabama, Texas, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss is loaded.
You wouldn't say for sure because they haven't done it.
No, but they won 11 last year.
They're loaded.
They're loaded, Jake. They won 11.
If Ole Miss was in the Big Ten right now, the conversation would be big.
They would be, you know what? Let's do that. Would you slot them ahead of Penn State?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So they'd be third then.
Oh, boy.
Ohio State, Oregon, Ole Miss.
I would.
I would, too, by the way.
I would, too.
Yeah. I can't push back. Mm. Ole Miss.
So it's going to be very, very intriguing. But with what Jake was saying, the ACC and the Big 12 do have a lot better chance now because they get in.
They do.
And then they also get a bye.
They do, but
so
man.
So the champion gets in and gets a bye. So that gives you a chance.
That's right.
That gives you a chance. Right
I
now,
you can't do it right now with those.
You're in the final eight.
I mean.
Is Clemson down forever for you? I mean, they're going to
come
back,
that's what you
right?
wonder. I don't know.
Florida State's obviously still good.
Yeah, I mean, they're still good, but they showed their colors a little bit. I mean, they don't get me started on that.
I'm not going to. I'm just saying that they had a great year.
Which was the championship program in that bowl game? Georgia, Florida State?
Georgia was.
Yeah, Florida State looked like an imposter to me. But boy, I said that the
Marty's
other day.
Marty's listening to you.
When I said that the other day, on the air I said it, and boy, I got hammered by some FSU people on Twitter. Yeah. Like, didn't you pay attention? They didn't have their guys, you know? I'm like, yeah, they didn't have their guys because they left. Nobody's forcing them to leave. Don't get me started on
it. Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Florida State Clemson.
But Marty's listening.
Yeah, he doesn't. Marty, you know what he does? What? He just chooses not to talk about it with me. We're not going to talk about that subject.
He drives by Norvell every day. He waves at him. He lives
he
the same neighborhood.
He
drives
the
by
the same hood.
He drives by Norvell every day.
I can see Norvell's house from
his
house.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, it's like, huh, look at that. Norvell's brushing his teeth. I can see right into his window. How about that?
For his morning jog over there.
Norvell's got the gate. He's got the gate that opens in his driveway. Very pretentious. But it's right around the corner. Anyway, I've lost a little faith in them in Clemson. So what about the Big 12? Do you see a national title team in the Big 12, or do you just see a very good conference?
Well, right now I can't.
Right now
do,
you see a very good conference.
Yes,
you see a very right. very good conference.
You don't see a national title team in that bunch. I mean, hell, Kansas could win that league, but I don't look at Kansas and go, oh, yeah, they'd beat Georgia. No, or they beat Ohio State. No.
Well, how far could a healthy Utah team?
That's a good
go
question.
This year?
That's a good question.
Utah can easily win a game, get in as a champion, and then still be able to win a game because the whole reason that Utah has a chance, obviously they got two things. The number one, they have the best coach in college football, in my opinion.
Second best, yeah.
And
maybe third.
And if unless you're just going on, you're just going off of just going off a win. So
yeah, you curve.
If you inherited a program right now, if someone said, okay, you can take 20 years ago, what job you want, Georgia or Utah? Which one would probably
take Kirby?
Probably take Georgia. And I'm not down on Kirby. I think he's done an incredible job.
But the other thing that Utah
has is mass. They've got mass. That's the reason they've always been able to jump. That's why they've been able to. When they went into the Pac-12, why could they compete? Because they had mass. That's the difference. They had it on O-line and D-line.
That's interesting.
That's the reason. It wasn't like,
Rising back.
Oh, they have better skill guys. No, they have mass. When I went out and spent four days
Do they
days
have skill?
With them, they have skill, too. But when I went out and watched them, I was like, whew, there are some
Both
dudes.
Sides?
Both sides. Like, okay, there's
Will they hammer you?
There's the difference right there.
Do they put the hammer to you?
They put the hammer to it. Mass kicks ass.
Jake.
Yes, it does.
Jake, don't ever forget that, please.
Well, it's important.
So, no.
It's ingrained in the head.
So, I think they'll always probably have one more than everyone else. So
the SEC.
So, it might be they only have three.
More.
then maybe the Big Ten only has two. I don't know that, but I'm just saying, I think they'll always have one more.
Theory, yeah.
And so that gives them their better opportunities to be able to do that, to be able to get it to get it done. The big question is going to be is how the championship games now have become so important because now it matters so much on who gets the bye. But then the question is, what if your record's the same and you're in the championship game and you lose? So let's say you're Penn State and you have the same
record. In the
conference championship game. And all of a sudden, in the conference championship game, you lose. Now, Penn State has a better record than you because of that loss. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be, and then, so they, let's just say they get in. So the three teams get in.
Oh, God.
And all of a sudden, it's like, well, they had a better advantage because they didn't play
right. That
game that week. So there's a little bit of conversation comes up.
There's still
some. You don't want out of it, though. Someone says, yeah, we just assume not playing the conference championship game. No, that's not the case.
Why do you want that conference championship game?
Because if you win it, you got the
home field.
You got the bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And that's a huge
deal. And home
deal.
Field, right?
Yes. I believe that. Yeah,
the first
right.
game, I'm kind of drawing a blank on that, to be honest with you right now.
Yeah, see, here's the thing about college football. There's a lot of people that don't understand the mechanism, including three in this room who do sports every single day.
We need to look at that a little closer, but the playoff
should be
bracket.
Should be a home game from everything I know.
At any rate, I mean, what we're saying once again is that the SEC is the strongest conference. That's the bottom line.
Well, if you went through it, here's how I looked at this, kind of a bizarre way to look, and you said, okay, if you went down and just said, okay, look, if let's say Nebraska is playing anybody in the SEC besides take Vanderbilt out and anyone else, you'd be like, oh, well, every other team.
Every game's a scare.
Oh, we're playing Arkansas. Oh, hang on. Yep. We're playing South Carolina. Well, hang on.
Yep.
I mean, those are the teams to be considered right now at the lower end.
Low.
Where if you're in the Big Ten.
Pittman's fighting for his job.
And they'd won 10 or 11 games a few years ago. They have facilities. My point is, there's only one team.
There's one,
and in the
big, I bet Vandy don't look too bad coming out of the tunnel.
No, they won't look horrible. Oh. They will not look horrible. But that's the only team in the SEC where you kind of go, okay. You don't say that in the Big Ten,
Jake.
There's more teams.
If Mississippi State played in Lincoln, when they walk out of the tunnel, when they walk out of the tunnel, you're going, oh God.
And they're a bottom feeder this year, projected to be.
You know where you're looking, Bill? Their lines.
Yeah.
If you look at Mississippi State's D line, I bet you look at. I don't even know anything about them, but I just know enough. I've watched college football for 40 years. I know when the SEC teams come, they got linemen.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're here and you're going to go play at Mississippi State. You're going to go play at Ole Miss. You're going to go to South Carolina. We're going to play at Arkansas. You'd be like going, whoa, hang on. So that's where I say the conference is different. They're basically kind of batting about 15 out of 16.
I'm sorry to people. They don't like to hear this all the time. We beat that SEC over people's head. The SEC is best. And people don't like to hear it all the time, but it's the truth. Because of linemen. And it's not like they don't have other players. Justin Jefferson, I mean, one conversation we've never had with Bill. I mean, I listen to so much talk radio driving to Wichita, near-death experience. But, you know, they just mentioned Justin Jefferson's the best receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It just hit me. Bill watched him every day.
And he was number two on his team behind Jamar Chase. Right? He was number two on his team.
He finished. So this is a classic.
Oh, come on.
So there's a
defended him every day.
There's a young man that works at, I go to, it's on 84th and Old Cheney. There's a car wash there.
Okay.
Right there by there's a Shell station and a car wash right there. So I whip in there quite often. And there's a young man that works there, and he's incredible. I'm whipping in yesterday. He flags me down. Coach, I got to ask you, who's better, Jefferson or Jamar Chase? And I said,
awesome. I go, what'd you say?
I go, it's 49-51, and that changes every other day.
Okay.
I said, that's how.
Both that.
So that swing.
Just swing. I said, there's.
Where's Chase at?
I think, if I remember,
really good.
Where's he at in the NFL?
Bengals.
Just killing it.
Absolutely. He's crushing it with the Bengals.
Jefferson's regarded as the number one, though, in the NFL.
Yes,
that's
right
what
now.
This commentator was saying.
So, but so let me tell you a story about him. In general, I don't like wide receivers in one on ones because the one on one drill is more of an offensive drill. There's no pass rushers, no anything there. It's just they can do whatever. It's just a little bit different when it plays out. But anyway, those two guys would take all their reps. They would take bonus reps. They only went against the best. And then what happens a lot with the immature wide receiver, when all of a sudden there'd be run out, there's no officials really there calling PI. And the immature ones, if there was like contact, the receiver would start doing this.
What?
Like this.
Doing what?
Yeah, that like flag.
Call a flag. Come on, P.I.
Throwing a flag out of the, it's a whole imaginary flag.
Jefferson and Chase never did that.
Never did it.
No. They're like, no, we just play. Don't worry about it. Just we just play.
Dudes.
And that was
Jefferson.
Yeah. And Jefferson. So to be around.
Well, how are they different? How are they different?
Jamar was stronger.
Okay.
And could hold people off more and probably maybe a little better in 50-50 balls.
Okay. But Jefferson.
And Jefferson's a little bit more of a slot. And he can move him around different spots. He could play inside or outside. He's smaller and slight. Big smiles. Great to be around. I mean, I would literally just be like going, I would tell him all the time after practice how much I appreciate him. They would practice so hard. Zero, like, yeah, I don't practice on Tuesdays. Mm. Yeah, they do. And they practice.
Well, I'd be that guy for sure.
They practice as hard with the Colts. Took Tuesdays off. Incredible humans.
Jefferson.
Yeah, they were remarkable.
You saw them every day.
Every
day. Defended them every day.
They were must see at practice. Some of the catches you saw, I saw better ones. I saw things in practice that was just the most remarkable thing. And just remember, the third receiver was Terrence Marshall.
Good God.
Who went in the second round. Good. Went in the second round.
Then yeah. He's forgotten.
Jefferson, check this stat for me, Jake. I think he had four touchdown catches in the first half against Oklahoma in the semifinals.
No, I'll check that after the break. Yes. I mean, come on.
That's hilarious.
Nice try, Oklahoma.
And they were just, like I said, when you was, they
49
would,
points at halftime.
When, 49.
How's that sound? When we come back, Troy Dannon says, stop thinking about better times.
Oh,
look
stop
to the future.
It, Troy.
That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.